Exclusive: CDC found evidence COVID-19 vaccines cause deaths. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention officials found evidence that the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines caused multiple deaths, before claiming that there was no evidence linking the vaccines to any deaths, the Epoch Times has learned. CDC employees worked to track down information on reported post-vaccination deaths and learned that myocarditis or heart inflammation, a confirmed side effect of the vaccines, was listed on death certificates and in autopsies for some of the deaths, according to an internal file obtained by the Epoch Times. Myocarditis was also described as being caused by vaccination in a subset of the deaths. In other cases, the CDC workers found that deaths met the agency's definition for myocarditis, that the patients started showing symptoms within 42 days of a vaccine dose, and that the deceased displayed no virus-related symptoms. Officials say that after 42 days, a possible link between the vaccine and symptoms becomes tenuous, and they list post-vaccination deaths as unrelated if they can find any possible alternative causes. In cases with those three features, it's absolutely safe to say that the vaccines caused the deaths, Dr. Claire Craig, a British pathologist and co-chair of the Health Advisory and Recovery Team Group, told the Epoch Times in an email. Despite the findings, most of which were made by the end of 2021, the CDC claimed that it had seen no signs linking the Moderna and Pfizer messenger RNA vaccines to any deaths reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. CDC officials, in a letter to the Epoch Times dated June 13, 2023, said that there were no deaths reported to the VIRS for which the agency determined the available evidence indicated that Moderna or Pfizer vaccination had caused or contributed to the deaths. The agency also said that evidence from 7 deaths from thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome following the Johnson & Johnson vaccination suggested that the vaccine led to people dying. That's a scandal, where you have information like this, and you continue to put out this dishonest line that there's only 7 deaths, and they're all unrelated to the mRNA vaccines, Dr. Andrew Bostom, a U.S.-based heart expert, told the Epoch Times. The CDC is concealing these deaths, he said. A CDC spokeswoman, presented with the file and dozens of questions about it, said that determining a person's cause of death is done by the certifying official, physician, medical examiner, or coroner, who completes the death certificate. The spokeswoman declined to explain why the CDC doesn't consider autopsies or death certificates as evidence of causality, the criteria that would establish vaccine-caused deaths, or whether the numbers have been updated since 2023. She also declined to answer questions about specific deaths outlined in the file, citing privacy and confidentiality. Click here to watch the full documentary The Unseen Crisis: Vaccine Stories You Were Never Told. People who die in the United States with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 are counted as COVID-19 deaths. That count has included a number of deaths from unrelated causes. The CDC also in 2023 advised death certifiers to include COVID-19 on certificates even if the deaths happened years after COVID-19 infection. They are taking the exact opposite approach to COVID deaths. Every death after a test was a COVID death. No death after a vaccine is a vaccine death, Dr. Craig said. She questioned what it would take for the CDC to admit that the vaccines have caused some myocarditis-related deaths. More people died. The file, acquired by the Epoch Times through a Freedom of Information Act request, has never before been reported. The file was obtained after U.S. authorities rejected another Freedom of Information Act request for the autopsies themselves. The file outlines the agency's investigation into reports submitted to VIRS of suspected cases of myocarditis or a related condition, pericarditis, following COVID-19 vaccination. CDC employees, starting in April 2021, contacted healthcare providers and other agencies to obtain medical records, death certificates, and autopsies as they sought to confirm whether each report was legitimate. The file shows that the CDC had examined 3,780 reports through April 13, 2023. A small number of them were duplicates. Among the reported cases, 101 resulted in death. In one instance, a 37-year-old man started suffering symptoms that can be caused by myocarditis, such as shortness of breath, shortly after receiving a Moderna COVID-19 shot. The man collapsed 3 days after vaccination and was soon pronounced dead. Dr. Darinka Malusnik, the medical examiner who examined the man, said in an autopsy report that the patient died of post-vaccination systemic inflammation response, which caused, among other problems, acute myocarditis, according to the CDC file. The CDC worker who was assigned to look into the death wrote that it was evident of a sudden death post-second dose of Moderna vaccine. One of the factors to death is acute myocarditis. There are other findings related to VAE and non-vaccine related. Thus, it can't be distinguished that only vaccine may have caused the death, the CDC employee wrote. Dr. Malusnik declined a request for comment through her employer, the Knox County Regional Forensic Center in Tennessee. The center said it would provide an autopsy report only if the decedent's name and date of death were provided. The CDC file did not include names. After another man, 24, died on October 27, 2021, about 2 months after receiving a second Pfizer injection, his healthcare provider diagnosed him with myocarditis. An autopsy listed complications of COVID-19 vaccine-related myocarditis as the cause of death, according to the file. A postmortem test for COVID-19 returned negative. There were no viral organisms found in postmortem testing of the heart, and there were no other signs of viruses causing the myocarditis, the notes show. Another vaccine recipient, a 77-year-old man, was found dead at home on November 14, 2021. The autopsy confirmed that the man had pericarditis and listed the cause of death as complications from the COVID-19 booster, according to the file. The CDC worker who looked at that case said it met the CDC's definition of pericarditis based on the autopsy and death certificate, but noted that there were comorbidities such as coronary artery disease that were listed as contributing to the death. The patient had also received vaccines for influenza and shingles about 2 months before death, so it is difficult to say that COVID-19 vaccine alone caused pericarditis, the worker wrote. A voicemail left for the man's doctor was not returned. Among other deaths in the CDC file are a male, whose age was redacted, suffered sudden cardiac death in April 2021 following a Johnson & Johnson vaccination. He was diagnosed with myocarditis, which was confirmed by the medical examiner. A CDC worker stated that the case did not technically meet the agency's case definition, but they would consider probable subclinical myocarditis, given the histopathological findings. A 21-year-old woman who died in 2021 after seizures and cardiac arrhythmias following Pfizer vaccination was found on autopsy to have lymphocytic myocarditis. The CDC listed her case as confirmed myocarditis with no evidence of viral causes. A 45-year-old man was found dead in his bed in 2021 after Moderna vaccination, but testing for myocarditis and pericarditis was not performed. A 55-year-old woman who was found unresponsive in field in 2021 after Johnson & Johnson vaccination was confirmed on autopsy to have myocarditis and to have suffered a cardiac arrest. The death met the CDC's case definition, but concurrent upper respiratory infection makes viral myocarditis a potential alternative cause, a CDC worker stated. The medical examiner declined to comment. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson did not return requests for comment. Lot numbers for the vaccines injected into people who died were among the information in the file redacted by the CDC. Some vaccine lots have caused significantly more problems than others, according to CDC data obtained by the nonprofit Informed Consent Action Network. Deaths in other countries from vaccine-induced myocarditis, including deaths among young people, have been reported in journals. More deaths from vaccines in cases that didn't include myocarditis have been confirmed by international authorities. Death certificates obtained by the Epoch Times from several U.S. states have also listed the COVID-19 vaccines as causing or contributing to dozens of deaths. Overruling. The file and a tranche of emails also obtained by the Epoch Times show that the agency started intervening shortly after the vaccines were introduced in post-vaccination cases that led to death and sometimes overruled the certifier. Take the case of a 23-year-old man who left home on April 13, 2021, to go for a jog and was found dead on the side of the road. His death occurred 4 days after receiving Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. An autopsy found myocarditis, and the case met the CDC's case definition for myocarditis. But the CDC's Infectious Diseases Pathology branch then weighed in. Per IDPB evaluation, not myocarditis, the notes for the case say. The evaluation is one of the documents that the CDC has refused to disclose. It has also refused to answer questions about the man's death or other specific cases, referring vaguely to privacy. Dr. Bostom, after reviewing the notes on the case, said it was a clear-cut example of vaccine-caused myocarditis. The CDC doesn't conduct autopsies itself, but gathers the files as part of the investigation. Autopsies aren't perfect, but are considered the gold standard in figuring out the cause of death, Dr. Bostom said. It's about the strongest evidence we can get, he said. Two of the cases in the file were reported by Dr. James Gill, the chief medical examiner of Connecticut, and several other doctors in a February 2022 peer-reviewed paper. The doctors revealed findings of atypical myocarditis in two teenagers after Pfizer vaccination, describing it as a post-vaccine reaction that might have developed because of an excessive inflammatory response. CDC officials issued a public response saying the IDPB's evaluation of the cases pointed to non-vaccine causes, a parvovirus in one case and sepsis from a bacterial infection in the other. These omissions could lead incorrectly to the assumption that COVID-19 vaccines were directly responsible for the deaths of these two patients. We believe that providing these important pathologic findings will allow readers a fuller perspective of the causes of death in these cases, the CDC stated at the time. Dr. Christopher Paddock, one of the officials, said in an email obtained by the Epoch Times that the CDC response detailed the work we did to identify the actual cause of death in this young man. In a blunt reply, the doctors said that the CDC overstepped its role with the response and explained why the CDC's claims didn't hold up. The parvovirus, they said, wouldn't cause the type of heart injury seen in the boy who died. The presence of bacteria is not the cause of death, but a consequence of death, they said. The death certificate for the boy who died in Connecticut mentioned vaccination, Dr. Gill has told the Epoch Times. The autopsy report of the other boy notes that he died of myocarditis of uncertain etiology. Another death of a minor was examined by CDC workers after being reported to VAERS. A 7-year-old in Washington state died on February 26, 2022, about 2 weeks after receiving a Pfizer shot. The medical examiner identified myocarditis as a cause of death, but per IDPB, infectious causes identified, according to the file. CDC followed up to assist in investigation of the case. From the investigation, the cause of the myocarditis could not be clearly determined, a spokesperson for Public Health, Seattle and King County told the Epoch Times via email. Other emails obtained by the Epoch Times show that in addition to Washington state officials, authorities in multiple states asked the CDC to test tissue samples from people who died after vaccination. They also reveal that the CDC knew of several additional post-vaccination deaths in which myocarditis was found on autopsy, and at least some other possible causes were ruled out before issuing its 2023 statement on zero deaths. Details from emails. A man on active duty in the U.S. Army, for example, collapsed after a short run and was unable to be resuscitated, Dr. John Hsu, lead official for vaccine safety for the CDC's COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, wrote on March 30, 2022. On autopsy, the pathologist observed evidence of myocarditis, he wrote. Testing for COVID-19 came back negative, and toxicology and other analyses were unremarkable, according to the email, although there were indications that an anatomic variant in the vasculature of the heart could have caused the sudden cardiac arrest. The case was not reported to VAERS, according to military officials. The Department of Defense did not respond to a request for comment. The CDC at about the same time received a request to analyze tissue from a 42-year-old New Hampshire resident who died in early 2022 after a Pfizer vaccine dose. The autopsy found extensive acute and subacute myocarditis, Dr. Jenny Duval, chief medical examiner at the New Hampshire Department of Justice, told the CDC. Postmortem testing for COVID-19 returned negative. A spokesperson for the department told the Epoch Times in an email that its office of the chief medical examiner will not release cause and manner of death or any other information because autopsy reports, investigative reports, and supporting documentation are confidential medical records. The CDC also in 2022 received autopsy reports for George Watts Jr., a 24-year-old from New York State who collapsed at home after receiving a Pfizer vaccine, died from COVID-19 vaccine-related myocarditis, and tested negative for COVID-19. And Joseph Keating, a 26-year-old man from South Dakota who, per an autopsy and death certificate, died from vaccine-induced myocarditis. It's not clear why the CDC doesn't count the death certificates or autopsies as evidence that vaccines contributed to or caused the deaths. The CDC's position is not surprising because it was among agencies that were the leaders of the disinformation campaign to convince the American public, including George Watts Jr., that experimental vaccines were safe and effective even before they were licensed, Ray Flores, an attorney representing the Watts family in a lawsuit filed against the government, told the Epoch Times via email. Now everyone knows they've unequivocally been shown to kill, he said. A CDC official said in one missive in early 2022 that the CDC's IDPB had recently become heavily involved in coordination, consultation, and laboratory evaluation of autopsy tissues from deaths occurring after COVID-19 vaccination, including cases of suspected myocarditis. The effort involved closely coordinating with the CDC's Immunization Safety Office, state health officials, and CDC officials working on policy and communications, she said. When requested, CDC can provide consultation for analysis of tissue specimens, a CDC spokeswoman told the Epoch Times. The CDC's 2023 statement of zero deaths being linked to the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines was attributed to the Immunization Safety Office. The office was headed at the time by Dr. Tom Shimabukuro, who offered false information about COVID-19 vaccine safety during the COVID-19 pandemic. The CDC also hid the finding of hundreds of safety signals for the shots, including sudden death and tinnitus, and published a paper this month that was falsely promoted as debunking an association between sudden death and the mRNA vaccines. More than 676 million doses of the vaccines have been administered to date, the CDC noted. While the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been pulled from the market, the agency maintains that shots from Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax are safe and effective. The authorized and approved COVID-19 vaccines are being administered under the most comprehensive and intensive vaccine safety monitoring effort in U.S. history, the CDC spokeswoman told the Epoch Times. The spokesperson said the agency has not detected any unusual or unexpected patterns for deaths following COVID-19 vaccination that have not already been thoroughly described and made public in the published biomedical literature or public presentations.